Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Stan and Nancy. Bring us back. That's Hart. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend David Gage, Dr. David Gage, author of Partnership Charter, How to Start Out Right with Your New Business Partnership. We're talking about partnerships. In the previous segment, David, you gave us some research that you found, maybe even conducted on an apparent increase in startups partnerships among startups these days. And we were talking about, obviously, some of the reasons, the economic necessity. If capital is tight, which it has been for the last decade for a lot of startups, that's the reason there haven't been a great number of startups in the last decade, as I predicted, then you might have to put your two nickels together just to rub a couple, to be able to rub them together and make something happen. So you mentioned that we talked about the intensity in at the end of the segment about how if you're going to be a business owner, you got to have intensity, you got to have commitment. But if you're going to be a partnership, you got to find people who are aligned with you one way or the other. If one of you is laid back, both of you better be laid back. If one of you is intense, the other one needs to be intense. And the values have to align. And this is your world. This is what you work in. Talk to us about it.
Right. Well, I would say, you know, it doesn't always have to be that the partners are the same in every respect. They can be complementary,
right,
too.
Right.
So one person can, you know, it's the classic. One person is out there in front, you know, the salesperson, and the other person is in back keeping track of the books and doing all the
I knew two guys in the insurance business. One was a world-class prospector. The other was a world-class closer, and it worked for them. But they were both 129% committed, equal committed.
Right, right. So what's important is that people understand what they're going to contribute and what their partner's going to contribute. And really also on the flip side, what they really want out of the business and what their partner really wants out of the business. That's, you know, contributions and rewards. That's one of the conversations that partners need to have when they're starting out. But in the book, I talk about a dozen conversations, about a dozen topics that partners need to have. And it's both the soft side and the hard side. It's both the interpersonal side and the business side of having partners.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important. And partners need to do a deep dive on these different topics. And really, it's hard to do by themselves because most people by themselves start focusing on the business. What do we need? How much money do we need?
Right. And at that moment, they're all in great agreement because they know what they want to do. It reminds me a lot of a regular male-female relationship, you know, just a regular type of relationship, people who are heading towards marriage, where in the beginning, you know, you've got all this romance about about how the company's going to, what we're going to do, all the great things we're going to do, and all the wonderful things, and you're sort of bound and bonded by all that, but nobody has said, okay, but when the babies come, who's going to change the diapers?
You know? Go
ahead.
Who are you really?
And when things get tough, are you going to show up every day, even though they were tough? Or am I going to do that?
Right.
You know, that's the big thing. And why don't people spend more time on that? I mean, do they just not believe? Or they not understand that they've got that kind of those decisions are ahead of them?
No, I think they're so focused on the vision and what they can do together and getting clients and making money that they don't. And it's, you know, it's harder. It's a little embarrassing to start talking about, maybe we should talk about our values and our personal style and how we operate with people and what we do when we get angry and that kind of thing. Those are the things partners need to learn a little bit mm-hmm. more about. And, you know, one of the problems is for some people going into business, which many, many people do, with friends and family, they think, I already know this person. We don't, you know, good, thank goodness, we don't have to talk about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is not really true. Mm-hmm. And it gives people this false sense of security. Well, I've known him all my life.
I had a deal
so
like that.
We don't have
I had
to
a
talk
deal like that, David. I had a best friend who at one point
yeah,
in time,
that's...
he and I were going to go into business together. And we started small. And I mm-hmm. we were very close then. We're still very close. And I could tell as we were putting this thing together mm-hmm. that I was more intense than he was, that I was more mm-hmm. dedicated to make sure everything got done right and showing up all the time and et cetera, et cetera. And I realized that, you know, this partnership wasn't going to last. And if I didn't end mm-hmm. it, our friendship wasn't going to last. And so I shut
yeah.
it. I shut it down
yeah.
because I could tell.
That's great.
I could tell that we were not going to, this wasn't going to work.
And so I think partners need a program like the partnership charter to help them walk through all these different areas. It becomes like a road
yeah.
test.
Yeah.
And people definitely need a road test before they start taking money.
But the enemy of all that is impatience. The enemy of all that is
yeah.
desperation. Folks, if you're impatient and you're desperate
yeah.
and you're putting a partnership together,
get a partner.
God help you. That's all I got to say. Pray harder. It's because the chances of this working out are not great. I'm not saying it's not possible or it's even, you know, not likely. I'm just saying that it's much more difficult. You take some time. You got to talk through all these different elements. David's partnership charter will help you with that. Quick break. Right back with Dr. David Gage. More on partnerships after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.